and welcome to Gumbo Lanyap. I am your host, Samantha Arsimal. The purpose of this segment is to discuss different topics in the medical field. There are no CEUs offered during this segment, but the information is invaluable. What can we say about COVID? I don't know about you, but I am tired like the rest of the healthcare workers. One of my friends shared a long post and I asked if I could share her post. She is home with COVID. By the time you hear this, she may be out of quarantine. But here goes. This is long. I apologize in advance. But I find myself with time on my hands that I did not expect to have. I cannot believe we are back here. This is the most common lament I have heard my colleagues on the front lines use. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was that was bothering me about this. Then it hit me. We aren't back here. Back here a year and a half ago, we were all hands on deck. We suited up and nutted up, kissed our kids and our spouses goodbye, and went into the belly of the beast, knowing we were fighting for you, for all of us. We had this unknown but common enemy. We knew you had our backs. You showed us with your notes and your meals and your profile frames. You clapped for us when we returned home, ready to strip at our doors and shower, and not kiss our families for fear we would infect them. Then the powers that be, who wished to divide us, jumped on this moment. They clicked and clacked and yelled louder than anyone else. They sucked all of the oxygen out of the room. They amplified fear and flooded the zone with so much noise that you didn't know what to believe. Then the vaccine, our chance at a way out of this never-ending hell, finally came. They furtively got jabs in their own arms while nightly railed against the vaccine and against the scientists on their shows. And half of the country listened to this death cult, these loudest voices in the room who drowned out those with their years of study and research and boring things like science and logic. People made YouTube videos with slick graphics and whispers of discoveries that they don't want you to see, but believe me, I will tell you what no one else will. So here we are in another surge, a worse surge than we have actually ever seen. And it is compounded by disinformation and ignorance and inaction. I won't bore you with heart-wrenching stories of people begging me for the vaccine too late or people dying in front of me, drowning in their lungs. Why? Because you feast on this emotional porn that repeatedly prove that you simply do not care. So no, I don't believe we are back here, because that naivete, that belief in my fellow countrymen, in inherent good, is absolutely and inexorably broken. I have fought for you and held your hand and watched you die again and again and again and again, and you won't do something as simple as get a shot that could help end all of this, despite the fact that billions of people worldwide have gotten that shot. Barring that, you can't even be bothered to wear a little square of cloth over your face to help protect us because of some ill-begotten twist on freedom. I am tired. Not only am I tired, but I am also sick. I came down with the Delta myself after covering for another physician who was deep in the trenches but who caught COVID. So as I sit here in my quarantine, thankful I won't end up on a ventilator since I got vaccinated in January, I think about all of this and how it will never end. I think about how I can't hug or touch my children for 10 days. I think about how I am thankful they did not catch this from me because I was ironically working so much taking care of you that I wasn't home to infect them. I think about when I am better and I can put away all these medications and this flutter valve that I have to use to open my lungs and this pulse oximeter I am using to make sure my oxygen levels don't fall too low, how I will again kiss my family goodbye, nut up, and go back into the belly of the beast to fight for you with every ounce that I have, even though you won't do even a fraction of the same for me. So there you go. It's one of my friends who felt the need to post what a lot of us are feeling as healthcare workers. And again, everybody does not want to get the vaccine. We know that, but it is what it is. There's no judgment, but again, it is what it is. We're tired and we're getting sick. And anyway, until next time.